On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Lucille have to make a delivery to the scariest house in Turin.
So, this is Basilisk Manor.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
What, are you nuts? Those of us who had more than a lick of common sense want to get out of here as fast as possible, so ring the doorbell.
All right.
Someone's at the door.
Who is that?
Oh, that wasn't a who, it was a what.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It is a typical afternoon out at Grandpa Anoli's farm. Grandpa is out on his porch finishing a cup of coffee, and all seems well with the world. Funny thing, though, about typical days. All it takes is a little nudge to make them not so typical. That's something Liz and Lucille are about to learn. They're walking up to Grandpa now.
Is it on the science test yesterday?
Let's not even talk about it.
Well, howdy, you two.
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hey, what you got there, Liz?
A lunchbox.
Oh, it's a real cute character on it.
It's not mine. You think I carry around a Howie the Hedgehog lunchbox?
You're carrying that one.
Oh, that's only because we found it, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the park.
Mm-hmm. We were wondering if maybe you would know who it belongs to.
Yeah.
Well, it does look familiar, but I can't really place it with anybody. What's inside it?
Grandpa, we would have to be real lowlifes to open another lizard's private property.
You taught us better than that.
Yeah.
It's locked, isn't it?
Yeah, good and tight, too.
Of course, if you'd let us borrow your bolt cutters.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Let me see it.
There must be some way to find its owner.
Hey, Grandpa, maybe if you just bang the lock on the porch rail real hard, it'll fly open by itself.
Yeah. Or, of course, you could take it to the owner's address.
Address?
Yeah, the one on the label here on the bottom. See, 3366 Sinkhole Ridge.
Well, sure, if you want to do things the easy way.
I can't believe we didn't even see that.
Well, probably because smashing the lock took precedence in your brain.
Well, hey, wait a second. Did you say 3366 Sinkhole Ridge?
Ridge, that's right.
I know that address.
So do I. It's the Basilisk Manor.
Oh, no.
You mean that big house at the edge of town?
One and the same. And since you both know it, it should be easy for you to find.
Oh, I'm not going there.
Me neither.
Why not?
Because the place is spooky.
Yeah, and strange things go on there, Grandpa. Mm.
Oh.
Very strange things.
Says who?
Says everybody.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're really just believing a bunch of stories, is that it?
No, we also have proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know Belinda Basilisk.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. You know her?
Oh, yeah, we went to school with her for a whole week.
A whole week?
Mm-hmm. Well, almost.
And we've seen her around town. She's weird.
Oh, yeah, very standoffish. Totally keeps to herself.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't care about any of the things the other kids care about, like academics.
Or sports.
Or dances.
Or sports.
Or clubs.
Or sports.
Or friendships.
Or sports.
Or sports.
Or sports.
So in other words, she doesn't fit in.
Totally.
Right. Yeah,
just like you don't fit in with the iguanas.
No, wait a minute now.
No, that's totally different this time, Grandpa.
Oh, because you're the one doing the excluding.
No,
because the basilisk's really scary.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just drop off this lunchbox for us?
No, I can't.
Oh, come on, Grandpa.
I have an appointment this afternoon. But even if I didn't, I still wouldn't drop it off because you're both behaving so foolishly.
Come on.
I thought you'd gotten over those silly prejudices a long time ago.
Hey, now
I guess I was wrong. Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's not prejudice.
No.
The basilisks really are weird, aren't they?
Well, so I've heard. But...
But what?
Well, even if they are weird, what's wrong with that? I mean, I've never heard of them hurting anybody.
So what are you saying?
Well,
that we really should go to Basilisk Manor?
Lucille, if it were our property, wouldn't we want to return to us? Besides, we don't have anything else to do this afternoon.
Oh, and that's usually when we get into the most trouble.
Oh, come on, Lucille.
All right, let's go return the lunchbox.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
With great trepidation, Liz and Lucille made their way to Basilisk Manor on the edge of town. They walked through the creaky gate and up to the front door.
So, this is Basilisk Manor.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
What, are you nuts?
Well, I'm not saying I'd want to move here or anything, but the place is surprisingly cheery once you get past the front gate.
What? Well, maybe for you, but those of us who had more than a lick of common sense want to do our business and get out of here as fast as possible, so ring the doorbell.
All right.
Someone's at the door.
Who is that?
Oh, that wasn't a who, it was a what. That was the doorbell. Watch.
Someone's at the door.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, no, that's so weird.
Come
Let's
on.
Just leave the lunchbox and...
Bonjour, mes amis.
Belinda?
Liz, and dear Lucille, bienvenue.
We just came to...
Attendez-vous. This is the final Majestic Rondo, and I must complete it. Mettez-vous en l'aise, s'il vous plaît.
Hey, she's dancing ballet on her toe. She's pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, she's also wearing an Indian war bonnet, a toga, and tap shoes.
Well, it's an unusual interpretation, I'll admit, but still not bad.
This is too strange. Come on, it's too strange.
Should we clap?
You're asking me?
That was great, Belinda.
Oh, how nice of you. And I'm so glad you're here. I need partners for the dance of the balalaikas. Come!
Whoa.
No. We can't do that.
Oh, but why?
We forgot our slippers and tie.
Oh, hardly needed, as you can see. Besides, you can borrow mine.
We don't know the dance.
Oh, then just dance for joy. Come!
For joy. Yeah, Belinda, we just came to drop off your lunchbox. We found it at the park.
There is only one problem.
Problem?
Oh, this is not my lunchbox.
Huh? It isn't, but it has your address on it, see?
Yeah.
Oh, vous dites la vérité. You speak the truth. However, I am not the only one living here. There are always a slew of aunts, uncles, cousins, and other assorted relatives around ma maison paternelle. The Basilisks are one of the oldest families in Turin, you know.
Did she say oldest or oddest?
Yeah. I heard that you were all long, livers, in the area.
Oh, of course. The only permanent residents here now are myself, mother, father, and grand-mère.
Make way for the Red Ball Express!
There is Grandmama now.
Grandmama?
Liz and Lucille watched as an elderly lady lizard, dressed in coveralls and a train engineer's hat, shuffled lively into the room.
Grandmama is an expert on train noises. She can do them from just about any period. Who are you today, Grandmama?
Express train circa 1942.
Sounding good.
Can't stop. All for Africa.
How many today?
450 minimal, I guess.
Grand quantité, eh? A goodly amount.
No pain, no gain.
Tu as raison. You're right, of course. But do remember the special guest we're having over for dinner later.
I'll be there. Two questions. First, Africa?
Oh, yes. A small garden in the backyard.
Okay, my turn. 450?
Yes, trampoline bounces.
What?
Grandmama holds the conference record in her age and weight class.
I can't believe that a lizard that old does 450 trampoline bounces.
I know. She's had to cut back since her vertigo kicked in. Also, no more triple flips, sadly.
Belinda, do you know whom the lunch pail belongs to?
Oh, mon père.
Père? That's father, isn't it?
Oui.
Wait a minute. Your father? Your father owns a Howie the Hedgehog lunch pail?
Oui. Several, in fact. He collects them. Though I do believe this one is his very favorite. He finds it a convenient way to carry things around. What's inside of it?
Well, we don't know. We didn't open it.
Yeah, it's locked.
Oh, then I think we need the key. Ah, here it is.
Wait, how do you know that's the right key?
Because this key opens every lock in this house. We find it more convenient that way. Oh, it's a letter! Oh, from the Treasury Department.
Oh, I'm so glad we brought it over then. A letter from the Treasury Department is always important.
I doubt if this one is. Look, it says refund enclosed across the front.
Well, that's very important. That's money. It should be delivered immediately.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a capital idea. Follow me, please.
You don't really need us, do you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you could just take the letter to your dad, can't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, but it is a rule in the Basilisk home that packages must be delivered directly. No second parties accepted. Follow me, please.
A cheery Belinda led a trepidatious Liz and Lucille to find Mr. Basilisk, who was outside among the garden plants. On the way, they passed by Belinda's grandmother.
148! 149!
Try being, Grandma!
These are really unusual shrubs you have scattered about. Shape-wise, I mean.
Oh, do you dislike carved shrubs?
Oh no, I like them very much. I've just never seen them carved into spiders and snakes before.
Oh, they're mother's creations. She is the botanist in the family. She raises just about everything, including me. But if you think the shrubs are something, wait until you see her prized garden.
Can't wait.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, dear. Who are your friends?
These are Liz and Lucille.
How wonderful it is to have you here in our humble home. And how clever that your names both begin with L. Are you brother and sister?
No, ma'am. Just friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then how amazing of your parents to coordinate your names.
Well, actually, that was just a coincidence.
In my experience, there is no such thing.
Lucille was admiring your carved shrubs, Mother.
Oh, yes. They're very different.
You're not arachnophobic, are you, my dear?
Well, I don't really know what that means.
It's the fear of spiders.
Oh, well then, yes, a little.
Oh, dear. Well, then, I'll try to keep them all in the bedroom while you're here.
Belinda said something about your prized garden.
Oh, yes. It is my pride and joy.
Oh, it sounds great. When can we see it?
Right now. You're standing in it.
But these are weeds.
Oh, aren't they lovely? You know, a dandelion has one of the most beautiful flowers of all flora. And crabgrass can actually feel fantastic against your bare feet. Take off your shoes and try it.
Maybe later.
But Mrs. Basilisk...
Yes?
They're weeds. They grow everywhere.
I know. All that beauty and adaptability to boot. What a species.
I hate to break this up, Mother, but we are looking for Father. Liz and Lucille have a delivery for him.
How exciting. Is it a wonderful surprise?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, not more money.
Mm-hmm. A refund from the Treasury.
Oh. Well, your father will still rejoice at our guests. He's out back washing his hair.
Oh, well, I guess we can wait until he's done.
Yeah, we shouldn't bother him now.
Oh, nonsense. He loves to have people watch him wash his hair.
He does?
Of course. You go right on back.
What was that?
Oh, that must have been Grandmama's cannon. Heads up.
Up?
She shot herself out of a cannon?
Yes. And it looks like she got an excellent arc today as well. Oh, sometimes she doesn't, you know.
I don't don't believe this.
Now then, just follow Grandmama's trajectory over to her landing cushion. And just behind it, I believe you'll find Mr. Basilisk. I promise to follow in just a few moments. Ta-ta.
Goodbye, Mother. Liz, Lucille, come. Father awaits.
The young lizards took Mrs. Basilisk's advice and followed Grandmama's flight path to her landing cushion.
Ooh, ooh, nice arc, Grandmama. Father, are you here?
Linda, my child. Did you see Grandmama's fantastic flight? There hasn't been an arc that perfect since Noah.
I know, Father. We saw.
We? Ah, you brought friends.
Yes. These are Liz and Lucille, respectively.
Liz and Lucille, respectively? Of the Clawbird, respectively?
No, I'm Liz, and this is Lucille. We're not related.
Then why do you have the same last name? Unless you're saying this is one of those incredible coincidences. Quick, Linda, call Reptiles, believe it or not.
Yes, Father.
Wait a minute. I just remember we don't believe in coincidences. Scratch that call, Belinda.
Yes, Father.
So, your name is Lucille, huh?
No, that's her name.
I thought it was rather odd for a boy.
Yeah, my name is Liz.
Forget I said anything. Ah, fair Lucille. She walks in beauty like a flight of seedless grapes and mountain climbs. Byron, a pleasure to make both of your acquaintances, young people. I hope you'll pardon my appearance. I was just washing my hair.
But it's dry.
Dry?
Yeah, your hair. It's completely dry.
Yeah.
Capital joke. Not my hair up here. I was washing my hair. My little rabbit, see?
Oh, a bunny.
Beautiful,
bunny.
Isn't she? I just love her light brown fur.
Ah! Whoa. What was that?
Only Nichols.
Nichols?
My buffalo.
Mr. Basilisk pulled back a bush to reveal not only Nichols the buffalo, but a whole menagerie of rather odd animals.
It's like your own zoo.
You even have a lion?
Yeah.
No, it's just a recording, but it gives the place much more ambience, don't you think? Come on, I'll show you around, but be careful on your approach. I don't want you to fall into my hole.
Hole?
Yes, the one I'm digging to the other side of the world. Shall we go?
Mr.
Basilisk, all we wanted to do is drop off.
Drop off? Capital. Then you're here to play on Grandma's tower.
Tower?
Liz and Lucille watched in amazement as Belinda's grandmother threw herself off a tall tower, soared downward for several seconds, then snapped back upward as a huge elastic band attached to her ankle stretched to its limit.
She's bungee jumping?
Of course. Nice form, too, wouldn't you say?
But isn't she a little old for all these things?
Yeah.
Say, are you too hungry? We have oatmeal, yogurt, and some kind of meat roll. Filbert, set two more plates for dinner, please.
Mr. Basilisk, we just came to make this delivery. An important letter.
My Howie the Hedgehog lunch pail. You found it. It's my favorite one, too.
But this letter.
Priorities, girl. This lunch pail is part of a set.
Can you believe this, Liz?
I know. I thought Grandpa Noli's farm was strange sometimes, but this
Grandpa
is just...
Noli? Did you say Grandpa Noli?
Yes, sir.
You two like his farm?
Oh, yes, we do. We love it, in fact.
Joy! Rapture!
Oh, we love the farm as well. Mother, did you hear?
I did indeed. We found kindred souls. Come inside.
No, we've really had enough. We have to leave now.
But you can't leave before meeting today's special guest.
Special guest?
I don't want to meet a special guest.
Yeah.
We really just want to get out of here.
Liz, what is wrong?
Belinda, to be perfectly honest, this has been a really weird experience for us.
Yeah, acrobatic grandmothers?
Weed gardens?
Buffaloes?
Holes to the other side of the world?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty great to me.
Grandpa Noli!
In fact, it sounds like a ton of fun.
Oh, dear Grandpa, now you've spoiled the surprise.
Surprise?
Of course, meet our special guest today, Grandpa Noli.
You?
This is your appointment?
Yep. Very rare privilege to be the guest of honor at the Basilisk's. Something I don't want to miss.
Please excuse us. We must go prepare the table for you. Come, darling, Grandmama, Belinda.
Right behind you, my dear.
Oh, Grandpa, I'm so glad to see you.
Why? Haven't you been having a good time?
It's been pretty weird, Grandpa.
Please take us out of here.
But we can't go until we've eaten. That would be rude.
I don't care. These people are... They're too weird for words.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually find them quite refreshing and inspiring.
Grandpa, inspiring? They're nuts.
Why? Because they don't see life exactly the same way you do?
No, it's just that...
Have you been hurt by anything that has happened today?
No.
Have the basilisks?
Well, no.
You see, these folks are simply living life to the fullest, according to their definition of the fullest.
Well...
They also have a rare gift for seeing beauty in things the rest of us might not find so beautiful.
Oh, that's true.
So long as they aren't breaking any of God's laws or man's laws, I think they're great.
You know what? I do too, Grandpa.
Well, I don't.
Come on, Grandpa, Liz, Lucille, dig in while the digging's good.
Well, Lucille, you coming?
Yeah, come on, Lucille. What about it?
All right. Let's go. I'll probably get food poisoning.
Good for you, Lucille. And get ready for the biggest shock of the afternoon.
Please, everyone be seated.
Oh, great. Now what?
Now quiet down, please, so I can say grace.
Grace?
The basilisks are Christians?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Lord, we thank you for this special day and for our special guests, Grandpa Noli, Liz, and Lucille. We're not sure what tomorrow will bring, so help us live each day to the fullest, and we'll leave everything else up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, don't be shy, dig it,
everyone.
Me, you can pass those mashed potatoes.
Have you ever decided whether or not to like someone based on how they looked or what their family looked like? The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. I think this is something Liz and Lucille learned today. Though the basilisks seemed quite strange on the outside, on the inside, in their hearts, they loved the Lord God and His Son Jesus. And that is what truly counts.
A monkey and a baby buffalo. He's on a trip to China and he's digging a deep hole. I send a postcard from Hong Kong. Hey, it's not right or wrong, it's just different time. In the toga, eagle feathers on my hair. I got a sword and aunts and uncles, and we all are speaking French. A life looks like a giant sitcom, but it's not right or wrong, it's just different. Different.
You're gonna be some things that are wrong right off the bat, and not necessarily righteous because you think that it's all that.
Shrubs. Ha! She trims them into giant spiders, snakes, and bugs. Meow. Got a cat named Mao Zedong. Hey, it's not right or wrong, it's just different.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.